Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you're wondering what our dear friend Dave Bartu of The Matrix thinks of Joe Moorhead, because we had, well, you were already on vacation, but we had Dave in here breaking down who he thinks the Ducks should go after, because this is kind of what he does. Like he
actually helps programs with these kind of searches.
And programs that want the help and want the info.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's analytics based. So it's only one piece of a larger puzzle, but you know, what he does and the numbers that he runs and the way he looks at it is interesting. And teams do call him for his numbers. Now Oregon didn't want anything to do with them. They're doing their own thing, which is fine. But, he said it was Chip Long and everyone else. This was back in December. Chip Long was the offensive coordinator fired by Notre Dame. But I did see that I didn't talk to Dave today, but he tweeted that he said, go get Joe Moorhead now.
We were having that. We were having the conversation, you and me, and Dave texted me in the middle of the show today, and that's what he said. Of the group, I think his text was, I didn't look it up, but anyway, paraphrase it. He said, of the group that's being thrown out there, he said Moorhead, I think, head and shoulders.
Yeah, so that's one guy who's got gives the Moorhead blessing. I don't know. I have no idea. Well, I don't know. Whoever they hire is going to be like, all right, let's see what it plays out.
And I guess Moorhead is in demand. So there is a, I don't know, there is a sense amongst some people that if Moorhead doesn't take the job, it's not going to be because that Oregon didn't want him. It's that Moorhead was looking elsewhere. Supposedly he has plenty of options.
All right. Well, two overtime games on Wild Card weekend.
Yeah. Probably not going to get that again. And then you look at the fact that there wasn't a game that was decided by more than one score, something when you got two spreads that are already 10 points, it's going to be hard to duplicate. Maybe not the quality of play, 'cause that wasn't very good, but
well, the last Wild Card weekend game to go to overtime was the Tim Tebow Broncos Steelers game.
Yeah, and then we had two on the same.
That was 2011. Yeah, then we had two on the same weekend.
Yeah,
but this goes back to the Mahomes Brady thing from last year, because that game went to overtime. It comes up every time. Every time a team wins in overtime, you know, it's like, well, Patrick Mahomes should have had a chance in overtime for the Chiefs last year. Drew Brees never touches the ball in overtime for the Saints against the Vikings. And so the NFL overtime rules constantly come up because they frustrate me as a fan.
Really?
Yes. I don't like them. I don't understand why.
So if a team goes down and scores a touchdown, you think the other team should get the ball? And
yes, I don't understand why. And the Chiefs were the team to propose this. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was getting a little bit of traction, but they didn't make the change. I don't think it's hard to give each team the ball. And if they match each other's scores, then it goes to sudden death. I don't see why that's hard. Typically, both teams get the ball. Well, not typically, but a lot of the time, some of the time, both teams get the ball anyway. So then you're just, it's one extra possession. So in other words, if the Vikings go down and score a touchdown, the way it is now, the game's over. Well, I think, and this is what the Chiefs were saying, that they score a touchdown, the Saints should get a possession. Now they have to score a touchdown to either kick the extra point and tie it to give the ball back to the Vikings, and then it's sudden death. Then it's the next score wins. Or they can go for two and win it.
See, I don't, the only thing I have a problem with that is, I like the fact that you can't, they just have the field goal win it, right? I don't like that you could get a decent kickoff return, gain 20 yards, kick a 50-yard field goal.
Which is why they changed it to what it currently is.
Yeah. But, you know, if your defense can't come up with a stop, I mean, I'm sorry. Boo-hoo. And then the other one, too, is I do think it's an advantage for, like, in that case, like you give up the touchdown. Now you
then
know.
Then the other team, then the other, yeah.
You go for, you got four downs the entire time, and I think that's a bit of an advantage. I also
so
think
you
if
can,
you,
but wait a minute. On that note, that's an easy one to. The second one that you just mentioned there, that's an easy one to rectify, because you can make the rules so that you can't, maybe you can't do that. right? Like maybe you just don't allow it.
Well, how would you do that? Say that you can't go for it on fourth down? I mean.
Oh, no, go for it. I thought you meant like the 2-point conversion, like to win it.
No. Say, now that you,
you have an advantage because you know it's four and.
You know it's four down territory.
I thought you were talking about like, you know the other team has scored a touchdown. Now you get in the end zone. So you can, you now have an advantage because you can go for two and win the game.
Yeah.
Whereas they had to.
Yeah. You know, you can't think that way.
Yeah.
So, it's almost an advantage. I mean, I guess it's not an advantage, but I do think it tilts it a little bit. Look, you have to be a complete team. You have to be able to play offense. You have to be able to play defense, right? You cannot give up a touchdown. If you don't, the game's over. I just don't feel any sympathy. The field goal one, I'm with. But if your defense is a sieve and you give up a touchdown, I'm sorry, you lost the game.
And then,
you're talking about if someone goes on a 6-minute drive and then you got another 6-minute drive going back the other way to tie it, and now we got to go again. And you're getting deep. I mean, there's playoff games already where you almost get to the end of the quarter. And now this thing keeps going back and forth.
Well, they only play 10 minutes.
At some point, there's a war of attrition here.
I think in the playoffs, they did 15, right? They just do the quarters.
Yeah,
because somebody has to win.
They basically say it's the first quarter again.
Yeah, it's the first quarter again.
I get everything you're saying. And, of course, it's hard to argue with, don't give up a touchdown. Of course. But it's just there's something not – there's just something not right about it. I hate it. It frustrates, as a fan, it frustrates me.
It doesn't bother me at all, but I mean, I get everyone's different. Would you rather see him do the college thing?
Yes, love the college.
The Kansas plan?
Love the college
overtime.
Maybe
just move it back to like the 40 or something, yes, make it a little bit more difficult.
That is, for entertainment value, that is as exciting as it gets, I think. I think the college overtime is a home run, but I don't know that the NFL would ever adopt that.
I could say, but I don't know why you couldn't. In college, I don't know why you couldn't. But yeah, like I said, I would be more inclined to back it up a little bit.
You know, Rob, I'm kind of in the middle on this. I kind of see both sides. But I think the word that I would use that you were trying to think of was maybe you feel cheated. You watch overtime and the one team scores, you feel cheated because you didn't get to see, in last week's case, you didn't get to see Drew Brees in overtime, right? And you're going,
And Pat Mahomes last year.
Right. Not fair.
I think that, I don't know about fair, but I do think it's too heavily weighted on a coin toss. Like everybody is on their edge of their seat. Like, please let my team get the ball. Please let my team get the ball. Because there's such an advantage to getting it first, to scoring a touchdown and finishing. Your defense doesn't have to play.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to be rectified. Now the hard part is there's really no easy way to do it without really extending the game, like you say. I mean, you can't just
play
sudden death.
There's just times at the end of the game that the game's over.
Yeah.
It's like you gave up a touchdown. Sorry. Thanks for coming. Go away.
Just go all ties.
What?
No overtime. Just ties.
Definitely ties. Have a field goal kicking contest. Start, if you want to do gimmicky, like just, line it up like at the 40, no defenses or whatever, and just have the kicker in everything. You just move it back five. Just keep kicking field goals.
That'd be boring.
It's all somewhat arbitrary when you think about it, however these rules that you want to come up with. It's just, so anyone says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's like when Major League Baseball was trying to come up with the idea of putting the runner on second base. You can't do that. Why not? When the NBA decided to come up with a 3-point line, people were like, you can't do that. Sure you can. Let's bring up a 4-point line. You can't do that. Why? You came up with a 3-point line. You can change the game however you want. Games evolve.
Would it change your mind if instead of a coin flip, it was like the team that had the most passing yards got the ball first or something or some stat? Or that would still be too arbitrary for you?
No.
Because a coin flip is just like, that means nothing. It's just pure chance.
It should mean, it means everything.
Well,
overtime.
I know, but I'm saying that it's just pure chance, whereas I know the game is
something
tied,
based off of the game.
Something based off of the game or whatever.
Again, for a lot of people, that probably sounds so radical and they're like, that's stupid. But to your point, why is that any dumber than literally flipping a coin?
Flipping a coin, right.
And being like, it's just a random thing of chance. And someone you could do the play the full quarter if you wanted. And then again, you're just down to the clock, right? Either if you play 10 minutes or whatever.
Well, but see, I think they want to avoid that. I think that in football, it's such a tough sport that I feel like they don't. That's why they shortened it to 10 minutes in regular season, because it's just too long. Like, you can't just play in perpetuity.
I know there's this idea that, it's not a big deal. Trust me, you get to the end of the fourth quarter
it's
in a
big
football
deal.
game.
Which is another reason.
The idea of going out and playing another quarter is really hard.
But that's another reason why it's an advantage for the team that wins the coin toss, because the defense
is gassed. Yeah.
So it's just not equitable. I need it to be a little tighter. I think they can make it tighter. I don't know how, but I think the Chiefs' idea was a start. And if somebody brought up the college idea, the Kansas plan, I think that's awesome. Would be exciting as hell.
I don't remember who it was we were playing in college. I want to say it was like my sophomore year. I don't know. We were playing some horse crap Mountain West team in New Mexico or UNLV, and I think we went to five or six overtimes, and I wanted to die. I didn't care. Honestly, at the end of the game, I didn't. And I'm not being facetious. I didn't care whether we won or lost. I just wanted the game over.
It's a lot of football.
I was hurt. I was tired. I was cramping. And I just don't give an F.
But,
someone make it, someone miss. I don't care.
Well,
end it.
That happened in, and again, football is a much different sport. But you remember the 4 overtime Blazer Nuggets playoff game?
Yeah.
I mean, that happens in all sports. Again, football is different.
Jokic looked like he didn't end it. I didn't care.
Overtime Syracuse UConn in the biggest tournament 8-9 years ago.
You get to a point in a game where it's like, okay, this is a whole nother level of attrition to the point where it's like, okay, who's tougher? Who really wants this? Because
I remember that game. It was just like missed layups, like missed dunks.
Yeah. The guys are just gassed and making mistakes all over the place. But to your point, I mean, sometimes it's going to go that far.
Yeah.
And if the guy you're lined up against is like, bring it here in the sixth overtime, guess who should win that game?
That guy.
And probably will.
It wasn't me.
It ain't going
to
be you.
I was like, let's bring it to the locker room. There's a Subway sandwich waiting in there for me.
This is, again, it might be radical and maybe it'll never happen, but why not just make the second overtime the sudden death? So let's say you play the entire first overtime and you don't have a winner, right? But this gets rid of ties, which people hate. And then the second overtime, first score win. It could be field. I don't care what kind of score.
That's too much football.
It's too much.
But I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. But they will never go for it because it's too much football.
It's too much. Now, someone said the XFL, they're doing the, because like 3 or 4 people have mentioned the XFL. Now, check me if I'm wrong. They're doing like a soccer-style shootout thing, right? Where you get...
What?
Look this up, right? But I believe that this is the way it's going, but I want to...
XFL overtime rules?
I think what they're doing is from the I don't know if it's from the 2 or from the 5, but close in. I think you get 4 chances, like 4 downs.
5.
Okay, you get 5.
I'll read it to you. You want it?
Yeah, and I think they're doing it like every time you score, you get a point, and each team gets 5 snaps and however many tries,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, it says games tied after the conclusion of regulation will advance to a shootout style overtime period in which each team will have 5 chances to score on a single play from the 5-yard line.
Okay.
A penalty on the defense will result in the ball moving up to the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
So it's just, you get
that's fun.
So you score 4 times.
It's like a shootout. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shootout.
And I don't mind that. That's kind of like the college rule, only simplified.
It's going to be exciting.
Right? And less, right? Playing fewer snaps.
Again, if you want to keep some of the old football involved, maybe you just make overtime like 5 minutes. If someone scores, great. If not, you go to this shootout thing, right?
Yeah.
And that allows you to still, because it's the same thing in hockey, right? You play a really short period of 3-on-3 hockey, and then you go to the shootout. So you could still win in overtime if you score, or however they want to make the rules. And if you don't, then it becomes a quicker, more fun, fast-paced way to win in the shootout.
I will say that in football, in the NFL, when they do the 10-minute overtime, it goes by. It's fast. It's like basically
that's why
one
in ties.
It's like 2.5 possessions.
Yeah.
One for each team, and then maybe the other team gets the ball back. So it I don't know. I see where Mike's coming from. On one side, it's like, is it really that much more football? But yes, it is. Like those guys are battling for 4 quarters, and then you got to tell them they got to play 10 more minutes, and then we'll go to a shootout. Yeah. That's probably too much. I just don't think the Players Association or the league would agree on something like that.
No.
But I think they could change it. I think they could make it better. And I hope they do. Because this happened, too, with Peyton Manning 1 year in the playoffs where he
didn't get to touch the ball.
And I just think there's got to be a better way. I mean, not
to
say
make sure everyone gets to touch the balls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.